Hello, everybody. This is Brian Tonsoni, and welcome to another edition of Sports Talk with Tonsoni. We like to bring you some weekly information about what's going on in the world of sports. So we're going to talk a little bit about Major League Baseball. The playoffs are in the championship series. We have Houston and the Yankees, and Houston is up 2-1, and the Dodgers are up 2-0 versus the Chicago Cubs. Major League Baseball playoffs, it's about pitching and timely hitting. You've seen a switch recently to heavy bullpen use with the off days. When you have off days, you can rest your bullpen. You can pull starters early and go to your matchups and ride real hot hands in the bullpen. That's part of the problem of the Cubs right now, is their bullpen is a weak spot for the Cubs, and Joe Maddon is trying to trust them, but they are not producing, giving up the timely hits to the Dodgers. And so, you know, the team that pitches the best will win and head to the World Series. Very rarely anymore do you see what Verlander did for Houston and go 9-inning complete game in the playoffs. Some of us veterans may want a return to that type of playoff baseball, but right now it is a matchup type style of baseball with many pitching changes. College football is halfway through their regular season, and the upsets continue to fly, which makes the college football playoff Final Four always an interesting discussion. Obviously, Alabama is the prime team. Penn State is another team that is looking good right now, but going into a teeth of a very tough schedule, playing Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State, not in that order, but I think those are their three next opponents, are the big three in that conference. And then you have some undefeated teams like Wisconsin, Miami, those teams hanging around, and a bunch of one-loss teams that we thought were really outstanding that are still in the mix. So go to your favorite stadium, watch a great game, or sit down on your recliner, because the Saturday afternoons and Saturday evenings have been quite enjoyable here with teams that you think are going to win not doing so. So college football is in prime part of their season. I'd also like to do a little bit of a IU update. IU football is 3-3. They've lost to three ranked opponents, played them well at spots, and still are victim to the big play at times, which has cost them. I do think this IU team is better, but I also think it's about winning. And at some point, we have to win games against ranked opponents, because when you play in the Big Ten East, you are going to play ranked opponents every year. And if we want to be something more than a 6-6 bowl team and eventually get a winning record, we are going to have to close the gap and eliminate some of these big plays that Indiana has been known to give up, or first down and goal non-execution type things. And we're going to have to do that, and we're going to have to do it a little bit consistently from year to year to get to a 7-8-9 win type of program. But this team, no doubt, is better. Coach Allen is still in his first year. I'm hoping that what we're seeing is something that we will see under his tenure continue from year to year. I think the players are buying in, but now it's just a matter of depth and of getting those wins. And Herm Edwards said, you play to win the game. There are no moral victories. Coach Allen came out with a tweet this week, and I think it was an excellent tweet. It's about winning the game, and so I like that. Big game this week at Michigan State would be a huge win. It's going to be difficult there in the top 20, but we'll be rooting on the Hoosiers. IU basketball, Hoosier Hysteria is this Saturday, where everyone gets a first look at Archie Miller-led Hoosiers. A lot of people are downplaying the Hoosiers because of the talent that was lost, but I think that the coaching talent is an improvement, and I think that this team will overachieve. I'm thinking any 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th in the Big Ten with a chance at 20 wins and a chance to make the tournament. But I think regardless, I think the style of play will be exciting, and we get to see a sneak peek of that in a 40-minute scrimmage, which is something new at Hoosier Hysteria from the recent past, where it was a lot of competitions and then just a brief scrimmage. So if you're going to go, get there early. The doors open up at 5:30. If you're not attending, you need a subscription on the Big Ten Network, a one-month subscription for about $10 to watch that and a couple exhibition games. IU soccer is undefeated. I believe their record is 12-0-2. They have 8 straight shutouts. A fantastic team. If you're an IU alum or an IU fan, I think they have one more home game before the Big Ten tournament. The Big Ten tournament is held in Westfield. So that is an exciting team to watch. They will no doubt be invited to the tournament, and their quest for their 9th championship is well underway, and a fun team to follow. I'd like to take a few minutes to encourage you to check out a Twitter page at Delphi Brackets. We have a school group that does some basketball bracketology. We try to predict and forecast the actual NCAA bracket, similar to what Joe Lunardi does on ESPN and Jerry Palm on CBS. And our group in the past 2 years has had some success. We won a challenge at bracketmatrix.com, over 150 entries, and we were number one. And last year, out of 170 some entries, we finished 14th. We have a new group of students. 9 veterans left us last year, and so we replaced them with some freshmen and sophomores, so it'll be interesting to see where we're at. But this group does a little bit of college football work as well, and through studentunionsports.com, we're able to do some mini type of college football preview show, and we try to do a little humor and a little fun segments, and we use our video editing here at school to help our students plan, research, speak, and edit film. And so check us out at Delphi Brackets and watch our videos, and if you have some feedback, let us know. We're all about helping students grow in skills that will help them when they become adults. And it's also a lot of fun. We have a couple teachers who also do some segments on these video shows. That's in the fall. Then we will do some podcasts and some weekly bracketing starting in January. And our webpage is delphibracketology.weebly.com. And please check out our students' work. And while we're saying that, I really appreciate a lot of help. Andy Bottoms from the Assembly Call has helped out. Shelby Mast from the USA Today has helped us learn how to do this procedure. And recently, Jeff Rabjohns and Ken Bykoff have stopped by our tailgate and have shared some information about how to do journalism and how to do research and how to do podcasts. And I had a great text today from Ken as he watched our latest video and really gave our students some great insight, and I will be sharing that with our students. And so if you follow me personally, you saw me go on a tweet rampage about thanking people. We are in a very anxious time in our country, and I think sports can be a place where we can relieve some of that anxiety. But I really appreciate people who give of themselves to others, and it has benefited our students at school. It has been a benefit to me as a professional teacher in the last 3 or 4 years. And I don't have time to mention everyone: Sammy Jacobs at Hoosier Huddle, Jared Morris at Assembly Call. These are people who share their expertise. And if I can encourage any of our listeners, if you've gotten to this point in the podcast, is to look for ways to give away your skills and give away what you do best and make other people better. Because I have come in contact with some excellent people in different fields, but especially in the bracketology field, in the sports journalism field, that have made me better, and through that have made our students better, and are totally unselfish people. And for that, I say thank you on this podcast. So root for your favorite Major League Baseball team if they're still in it. Watch for some college football upsets. For us IU fans, big football and soccer games and matches coming up, and also our favorite sport, Hoosier Hysteria, right around the corner. So this is Brian Tonsoni for Sports Talk with Tonsoni. Follow me at Sony42 or at Tonsoni1 for some sports discussion, and let me know what you think. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.